This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Oh, we're going to have some fun today. I have a sister friend with me, someone I love and have loved her for years. She's a great talent. She's a celeb in this town also. People love her and know her, and you just can't help but love Mo Moss. And I am so excited to have her with me as we're both talking about singleness, what God has for us, and SOS that's coming up right around the corner. Mo, how are you, my sister friend?
Hey, man. Oh, well, thank you for having me, sis. I'm grateful to be here with you. And yes, I'm excited for this event and what it's going to do for the singles in our community.
Yes, you probably noticed, too, that there's just not a lot for singles. And if there is, it's kind of small or it's not for everyone. But I feel like there's such a need. Do you feel that? Do you understand that?
Yes, and I actually looked up a statistic that 45% of adults over the age of 18 are single.
Yes.
And what's crazy is church, a lot of times, we're not talking about singleness, and it can feel like you're maybe a second-class citizen, and there's, like, if the married folks in the church, like, there's things for them, but not necessarily for us, like conferences and counseling and finance classes. But for singles, it can feel like, what's there for us?
Yes, I love it that you brought that up. We're not trying to bash anyone here or any churches.
No, at all.
But that's the truth, and that's what I've heard. Mm-hmm. And so when God laid that on my heart, I thought, oh, that's nice. Like, there should be something for single adults. But I'm like, not me, though, right? Not me doing it. But God said, no,
right,
you.
Somebody else.
Yeah, no,
right.
You. I'm like, me? Okay, so get some people around me. So, you know, Nigel Sims, our good friend, he's co-hosting with me that day. And then you're coming also, and you're going to have a word. I'm going to point you out and just say, what do you think about this? What do you want to say to singles? You're single, but you're young. You're in a different age category than I am by far, but you've lived a single life. What helps you get through this?
Yeah, and there's so many people that are single, right?
Yes.
Single moms, there's younger singles, there's singles that are patiently waiting and are like, well, I'm okay being single right now. Then there's singles that are like, bring me my man right now. Hello?
Or woman.
I think, right. I think that community for me has been the biggest thing in getting some sisters around me, some accountability, and just some fun, knowing that, like, this single season, it doesn't have to be a drag. We can live our lives, like, our best lives in Jesus in our single season. And that's what I'm doing right now, and it's amazing. Like, single seasons have to be, I'm just sitting here waiting on, you know. And if you desire a marriage, that's great. The family unit is amazing.
Yes.
Marriages are amazing. But in the midst of that, the Lord can do so much through your single season. There's so many people in the Bible that God used that were single, like the Apostle Paul, John the Baptist, Jesus.
Amen. Come on now.
That are single. So we shouldn't take our single season, I just think the Lord is teaching me, for granted. We have so much mission and so much purpose in this single season.
That's beautiful, Mo. I appreciate that. And I know Pastor Philippe Mitchell said not long ago, being single is not a curse. Find this time in your life and use it for the glory of God. You're not single.
Yes.
You're not left out. You're singled out, is what I like to say. Singled
That's out good.
For
yes.
God's best. And this is a season where you are complete and whole being single. It doesn't mean you're without. That means you're full and complete right where you are. And so, Mo, I can't wait to have you join us at SOS on August 23rd.
Yes.
Are you ready?
We're going to have a time in the Lord. Like we talked about a little bit, there's not a lot of things for singles. So I want to honor you and thank you for putting on this event so that we can come and we can be around like-minded believers and be encouraged in this walk. Because, yes, we can live it to the fullest, but it can be discouraging at times.
Right.
So it's going to be a good time to be encouraged with like-minded people in the building. So thank you so much for putting this on.
Amen. So thank you for saying yes, because you being in the building is going to amp the level up just a little bit here. We're going to have some fun.
Have a good time in the Lord. Amen.
A little dancing, a little worship, too. We're going to have that.
Yes.
It's going to be good.
Yes. Come on. Come on, Bay Turner.
Okay. Let's have Bay Turner. He can sing. The guy can sing. He's going to lead us some worship. It's going to be
a
great
man has soul.
He does.
I mean, come on now.
He does. Totally. I am so ready. Mo Moss, love you, sister. See you then.
Love you back. Okay.
All right. Hey, everything you need to know about SOS, it's everywhere. It's on our website. It's on my page right now. All you have to do is go to star883.com and click on Conversations.